Yes. Oh, yes. That was, I was instructed about patents, you see. Mm-hmm. They're very patent conscious. So if you had an idea that you thought might be patentable, you witnessed it just automatically. Mm-hmm. Anything that seemed like something is really new and possibly patentable, I would have it witnessed. And then if you took it more seriously, you might write up a memorandum, send it to the patent department, and send around other people in the patent department so that people could look at it and figure out whether they thought it was worthwhile. And the patent department decide whether they want to do something about it. So during the Bell Labs period, I had a moderate number of patents. I don't know, a dozen or so. A number of them connected with the war work. Since then, I've patented practically nothing. The major I patented, the laser I Bell Labs patented. One other thing, I think, in all of the years since Bell Labs I patented, this was a generation of very high-frequency sound waves by rewind scattering. I patented that. I think that's all. But at Bell Labs, it was customary just to be sure that everything was reasonably covered.
Right.
Because they didn't want somebody from some competitive company stepping in and getting a patent and then blocking them from using what had been developed there. They weren't so interested in selling patents as they were in protecting themselves and be sure they had everything covered.